My greatest victory in life is in being polite. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in California, with the Instant Illumination. My greatest victory in life is in being polite. Have you ever been polite in your life?
Yes.
When were you ever polite? Were you polite when you were dealing with someone who was kind of tough to deal with? Were you polite when you were dealing with somebody who didn't necessarily agree with you? Were you polite when you were having a bad day, a bad hair day, and somebody was just shaking your boat, huh?
No, never.
And you? Bop, bop.
Oh.
Huh, oh, oh. And Rex, you?
Always polite.
Rex says, I'm a lover. Yes. I'm a lover from A to Z, and I don't know anything else but. My greatest victory in life is in being polite. Come. When you are working with people as we do, on every threshold of thought, of people who feel that their religion is superior to anybody else's religion, and they feel their philosophy is superior to anybody else's philosophy, they feel that their pathway to their own inner awareness is the only pathway that exists in the world. And of course it's true, because that's the only pathway for them. But they want to encourage others to follow their pathway. It causes a little bit of distress sometimes, because these people are a little pushy, and they want to be a little obnoxious, and we say to them, hey, whatever you believe, that's great, and whatever I believe, that's great. And the two may never come together, but the thing is, you have a right to your opinions and I to mine. But you're wrong, they say. You're wrong, they say. You're wrong, they say. You're wrong, they say. And on and on and on. And your threshold of being polite sort of fades a little bit. And you're just about ready to plant a fist right in their nose and say, would you please get off my back? I have allowed you, in my mind, the privilege of being whoever you are, and I think that's wonderful. Now, if you can allow me, in your mind, to have the same privilege, that would be wonderful too. And then all of a sudden, a fist hits me right in the middle of the nose. And I look up, and I see it's my own fist. And I've said to myself, Herb, what others think about you is none of your business. What others feel that you are doing right or wrong is none of your business. Your only business is to follow what you believe is right and wrong. Because just as the dentist, as he walks down the street and he sees the neighborhood children eating candy and eating sweets and so forth, and he goes up to them and says, hey kids, can I buy that off you? And so he gives them a nickel for their candy bars, and he gives them pennies for their candy, and takes all the candy he can. He's doing a major collection job. And then when he comes home from work that evening, he sees these same kids with double amount of candy that they had bought, because they bought more efficiently this time. And he says, what's this? You spent the money on candy? Well, yeah, we love candy. He says, well, it's not good for your teeth. It's not good for your teeth. You know, you shouldn't eat candy like that. And now, we look at this man arguing with a child out there, children, telling them that they shouldn't eat candy. You shouldn't eat candy. You shouldn't eat candy. Give me that candy. Trying to take candy away from kids. And we think to ourselves, what a terrible person. And then we go out and we hear the conversation close up, and the man is saying, I want you all to have strong, healthy teeth. And you won't have strong, healthy teeth if you put so much sugar in there. It'll decay your teeth. And right now, your teeth are at a point of growing beautiful. And what did I do? I went up to the man, I said, sir, you're fighting a losing battle, but it's a good battle. And I'll join with you. Well, where do you have your dentistry shop? And he says, there and there. I said, wonderful. I'll bring my children there. Anyone who is so dedicated as you to keep children's teeth whole, healthy, and sound, I've got to admire them. Because most of the dentists we go to, they don't do anything, just say, now come back for your checkup, come back for your checkup. They don't give the kids any advice. They don't tell the kids, now, if you eat candy, the boogeyman's going to come and he's going to steal your teeth and you'll never get them back. You know, the other dentists don't do it. And you say, I admire what you're doing. And your politeness is very sound and very beautiful. But you see, oftentimes we are unable to be polite because we are uninformed. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why things are going on. We don't know who is saying what. Because sometimes the children come home and say, that guy took my candy away from me. He stole that candy away from me. What? Somebody took your candy. Who is it? And that man who lives down the house, the three houses down, that guy, you know. He's always got a smile on his face and he's got his big teeth hanging out and he's always been so happy. But he took my candy. And so you, an indignant parent, go over to his house, knock on the door. He comes to the door. Did you take candy from my children? And he says, no, I bought it from them. I gave them money for their candy because I wanted to keep them from eating candy because it's bad for their teeth. Well, who are you to raise my children and tell them what's good to their teeth and bad for them? Well, I'm the local dentist here. Oh! So you're the local dentist. I've heard about you. You're quite something. I understand you tell good stories too. And he says, yes, that's true. You tell stories about what happens when you eat good foods and how all these good guys get in there, the food, and they strengthen the teeth and say, okay, come on, teeth, a little stronger here, a little stronger there, a little more vitamin here, a little more vitamin there. Whoops, no sugar. Get rid of that cake, get rid of that ice cream, get rid of that candy. How can I ever teach my children this when all the rest of the kids in the neighborhood are eating cake and ice cream and candy? And the dentist says, well, you let me talk to them. And I have a little movie that I created. And it shows how the good foods that we eat go in there and encourage the teeth to grow strong and beautiful and have a nice plate of armor on them to keep any cavities from getting in there. And then I have another side film where there's a bad stuff, the candy and the ice cream and the cake, that get in there and they lay in there and they take a bed and they get between the teeth and then they just sort of drill away to make their holding even better. And, oh boy, that sounds terrible. But it's true. It's true. There's a recent series of articles that is going on. And that recent series of article is telling the story of how we have the bad LDL, what is that? The bad stuff. And it
is
cholesterol, yeah, but it's bad LDL or whatever it is. And the you have little holes, little pockets in your constitution, and the bad LDL, cholesterol, gets in those little pockets and fills them up and starts doing its bad work. Whereas if you take certain vitamins or take certain foods, they have the little things that jump in those pockets, so the LDL cannot get in there and do its bad work. And I thought, isn't that neat? That would make a wonderful, understandable story for the children to want to take their good vitamins and take their good foods and so forth to live a good life. You see, being polite pays off in so many ways because it opens up the doorway for us in wisdom and knowledge and peace and love, and we have a greater understanding of what's going on in our world. And it's quite exciting. Are you ready for such a wonderful experience? If you are, then be creative and be polite. Remember, just because a person's doing something and it looks bad, ask them. They may have a very reasonable, positive attitude for doing it, and you don't know what that is because you're on a different wavelength. Be polite, always. And never expect that anyone has to follow your philosophy, but you do. You follow your philosophy. You live it, and as you live it, other people see what you do and the results of what you do, and they say, wow, that's good stuff. Think about that. That's a good inspiration. Think about that.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.